Once again, I want to take the opportunity to welcome Rav Sacks to camp, specifically to our Masmidim program. We've been learning Hilchos Tefillin, or the sugyas related to Tefillin. Rav Sacks is going to give a general presentation on the Inyanim of Tefillin. I know the guys have been expressing how excited they are for this morning's shiur. As you spend the summer learning about a Cheftza Shel Kedusha, and you learn about Tashmishe Kedusha, and we've discussed the differences between Tashmishe Kedusha and Tashmishe Mitzvah. So we describe that which has Ksav Shel Torah, that which is based in actual Ksav Shel Torah, is Tashmishe Kedusha and is on a higher level of Kedusha than Tashmishe Mitzvah. We've pointed out, Rav Shachter writes in Eretz HaTzvi from Rav Soloveitchik that a Jew is supposed to become and is born, is primed to become Tashmishe Kedusha, because the Torah is Chakuk Aluach Libecha, that we are the Klaf of the Torah Shebal Peh, in a certain sense, based on the Beis Halevi and others, that we are the Klaf of the Torah Shebal Peh. It's just that in some Jews it's more evident than it is in others. And when a person's entire mahus is dripping with Torah, it's something to behold and it's something to appreciate. And in addition to the details of the Torah that we're going to receive from Rav Sacks, we should just get an appreciation of what it means to behold the Rosh Hashiva who represents Tashmishe Kedusha on the very highest level. Rav Sacks.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Leibowitz. It's a pleasure to join you. It's not so seldom that I go from place to place and give shiurim, but to be able to come to a masmidim program where, that I see that you're learning with a sense of real amelus and hasmada, even during the summer months, is something which is remarkable. It's something which is incredibly inspiring. You should just really continue. Take advantage of these times. I've often told my children when they were younger that they can accomplish as much during the summer as they do learning almost the entire year. Because during the entire year, there's so many different pulls in other directions. And the summer, relatively unoccupied. You can sit and soar and grow if you do so with Siyata Deshmaya, with Amelus, and also with the Koach HaTfila. Let me begin with something which is a very, very broad discussion. Maybe a discussion could not be broader than the Gemara in Makos and Avchav Gilam Beis, the drush of Rabbi Simloi, of Taryag Mitzvos Nemar Moshe Misinai. That's what the meaning of Torah Tzivolano Moshe. The Ramban, in the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, raises two questions regarding the statement of Rabbi Simloi. Number one, he writes the following: is this a machlokes, or is this something that everyone is bound to? The notion that we have that they're in fact Taryag Mitzvahs. And then secondly, the Ramban writes a related suffix, that how did Rabbi Sinai come to this statement, this assertion of Taryag Mitzvahs Nan Moshe Misinai? Well, was that like the starting gate, or was that the finish line? Now, did he start with Hilchasa, that Taryag Mitzvahs Nan Moshe Misinai? And now our job is to try to now figure out indeed what are the Taryag Mitzvahs? Or was that a much, much later observation that Rabbi Sinloi learned through all the sugyas hashas and kol haTorah kula, and when he counted up the mitzvos, now he realized that they were taryag. Oh, and therefore the observation was taryag mitzvos, nemar l'Moshe miSinai. But that was not the starting point, but rather that was the very end, the observation after going through everything. And yes, and the remez now was Ramach Yivarev, Shesal Gidav, Torah Tzivolano Moshe, but all of this was after the fact. The arduous limud of every mitzvah, every sugya, and Taryag Mitzvahs Nemar L'Moshe Misinai. Because the Ramban is bothered, for example, by the following. When you look in the very beginning of Maseches Sota, already at the beginning of the Masechta, three cases of Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, whether something is a mitzvah or whether something is only a rishus. The Torah tells us, for example, in the Parsha of Sota, that under such conditions, the kines ishta. So how exactly do you translate that pasuk? A husband may, he has the right to go ahead and to invoke all the details of the Parsha of Sota, or must, he's obligated to go ahead and do so. That pasuk, kines ishta, was that a mitzvah or is that only a reshus? The Torah tells us, well, if you have an Eved Ivri, he goes free lachar sheish. If you have an Eved Knani, la'olam bahem tavodu. So he serves indefinitely. How do you translate that pasuk of la'olam bahem tavodu? He must? That's a mitzvah, la'olam bahem tavodu? Or is it a reshus? That unlike an Eved Ivri that I'm obligated to set free, I'm not obligated to go ahead and to free the Eved Kanani, but if I decide to, I may. Or in the very beginning of Parshas Emor, a Kohen normally is never mitame lemeis, but if a karov of the Kohen dies, the pasuk tells us, la itama. How do you translate that pasuk? A Kohen must, or a Kohen may? A Kohen is obligated to do so as a mitzvah, or no, that normally a Kohen is forbidden. Now he has the ability to do so, the option of becoming Tamei. So in all three of those cases, it's machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva maintains in each and every one that is a mitzvah. And Rabbi Yishmael says, absolutely not true. Remarkable. No. Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. How simply to interpret. Pashup, shat, na pasul. In those three cases. And Rabbi Yishmael says, all of that is considered to be erishos. So Tosus immediately asks the surprising question, so did Av Gilmar Aleph. Tosus says, well, wait, Taryag Mitzvahs Nemar Oshem Yisinai. So Rabbi Akiva just has three. And Rabbi Yishmael responds and says, no, no, and no, right? These are not mitzvahs. So where's the balance? Like, how is Rabbi Yishmael going to account for Taryag Mitzvahs Nemar Oshem Yisinai? That's Tosus' discussion. Well, Tosus doesn't tell us the full secret, but Tosus just says, well, there must be three other mitzvos that Rabbi Yishmael had, that Rabbi Akiva denies, and therefore, kind of everything offsets itself. Now, everybody agrees, Taryag mitzvos, but the list of Rabbi Akiva is going to be somewhat different than the list of Rabbi Yishmael, but Tosus doesn't entertain that Rabbi Yishmael just disagrees with Rabbi Simlai of Taryag mitzvos, Namam Shemisina. That's a suffix that you find in the Ramban. The Ramban even writes an amazing line in Sefer HaMitzvos. He writes that he doesn't think that this is the Derech HaLimud. That if you have to decide, oh, whether something's Daraisa or something's Darabanan, it's Kriya Shema Daraisa, Kriya Shema Darabanan, the Singing Brachos Chaf Aleph, then you know what, I'm going to say, wait, give me, you know, a week, and I'm going to count up all of the mitzvos. And if I came to 613, then Kriya Shema is Darabanan. If I'm missing one, 612, then Kriya Shema is Daraisa. The Ramban writes, he doesn't think that that's Derech HaLimud, to determine whether something is Daraisa, Darabanan, externally by all the other mitzvos that you have to configure and that you have to result in Taryag mitzvos. But Tosus writes this Tiddush, that everybody is bound. Everybody is in fact bound, and therefore there must be other mitzvos that Rabbi Yishmael has, that Rabbi Akiva would argue, no, is only considered to be Eirishus. Tosus doesn't tell us what in fact they are. You know, one could suggest, when you look in the Rambam, maybe there's no nafka minyan, minyan hamitzvos. There's something surprising in the Rambam. When you look in the Rambam, the very end of Hilchos Sota, the Rambam describes the obligation of the husband to enforce, right, the halachos that you find in the Parsha of Sota, if there is legitimate suspicion. The Rambam writes that mitzvas chachamim abnei yisrael kanyas nishosayim. The Rambam writes this as a mitzvah derabanan. That's surprising. That's the Arav Kesef Mishnah. Even though the Rambam's like Rabbi Akiva, that Bekinyas Ishto is a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, it's not a reshus, the Rambam writes it's a mitzvah derabanan. Mitzvah chachamim. So true, there is a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, whether it's a mitzvah or it's a reshus, but the Rambam, who passes like Rabbi Akiva, writes a mitzvah derabanan. That's the Arav Kesef Mishnah. That not as a mitzvah daraisa. In which case, at least that one, the Kinyas Ishto, would not impact on Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because even Rabbi Akiva Shita's mitzvah, the Rambam maintained, a mitzvah, Drabanan. Maybe one could even argue as follows. You know, when you learn Sefer HaMitzvahs, the beginning, of course, is all the Sharashim, all the principles that the Rambam has. There are 14 principles that a mitzvah has to conform to in order to be counted among Taryag Mitzvahs. So maybe one could argue that something is daraisa and it's a mitzvah daraisa, but it's not counted independently. It's not counted independently at all. In fact, in the sugyas that you're doing, right, whether it's Kriya Shema, whether it's Tzitzis, whether it's Tefillin. The Rambam at length discusses, when do you count things separately? When do you count things as a single mitzvah? Tefillin one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, Tzitzis one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, Kriya Shema one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. No. The Rambam takes a stand on all those issues. The Rambam in Shorash Yud Aleph has a lengthy discussion. When is something combined? When is something independent? Maybe one could argue, even if the Kinyas Ishto is a mitzvah daraisa, but does it necessarily mean it's an independent mitzvah daraisa? Or is it all part of the Parsha Sasota, Hashkos Sasota, which includes many, many different details, but not every detail should be counted separately in Minyan HaMitzvos? And maybe the Rambam would simply maintain that there's no nafkamina in number of Taryag between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. See, because when you look at the other two examples, the Rambam writes something which is striking. The Rambam says that La'olam behem tavodu. La'olam behem tavodu is a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, no? You're not allowed to be mishacher in Eved Kanani. No, that's what you often find in the Gemara. The Sugya, right, and Gitna Daf Lamaches and Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin, right? Kol Hamishacher Avdo Over Besei Shenemar Lolam Bem Tavodu. You cannot free an Eved. There's an Isser. There's a Mitzvah Lolam Bem Tavodu. So is that found in Sefer Mitzvahs? Absolutely yes. The Rambam Pasuk Rabbi Kiva. Well, Olam Bem Tavodu is a Mitzvah found in Sefer Mitzvahs. Yes, that's the Mitzvah Reish Lamed Hei. Reish Lamed Hei. It's interesting. The Rambam combines that with something else. The Rambam combines it with something else. The Rambam writes, is there a time that an Eved Kanai does go free? Yeah, Yetziya Barosh Evarim. No, you abuse the Eved walks. The Eved walks. So the Rambam counts as a single mitzvah in Reish Lamed Hei, La'olam Bem Tavodu and Yetziya Barosh Evarim. There's one mitzvah. When the Eved goes free and when you're not allowed to free. When you're not allowed to free. That's a chiddush, no? In other words, the Rambam combined Yetziya Barosh Evarim with La'olam Bahem Tavodu. Oh, which would mean that everybody agrees that there's mitzvah Reish Lamed Hei, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Akiva, there are two elements of that mitzvah. One is Yetziya Barosh Evarim as well as La'olam Bahem Tavodu. According to the view of Rabbi Yishmael, now, La'olam Bahem Tavodu is only Rishus, but the mitzvah is Yetziya Barosh Evarim. Which would mean that there's no machlokas Rabbi Kim Rabbi Shmuel minin hamitzvos. They all agree that there is a mitzvah that determines when an eved does and does not go free. The question is do you include in that olam b'mit avodu or do you not? But everybody would agree that there's a single mitzvah. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva just maintains it's a compound mitzvah. Compound mitzvah. Now, so again, no nafkamina in Sefer HaMitzvos. Sefer HaMitzvos. Interesting, no? A Kohen is Matami Lameis. The Rama Pasen's like Meshit of Rabbi Akiva. Lo Yitama is a Chova. It's a Chova. It's not a Rishus. Right? The Kohen must. The Kohen must. If I were to ask you, why is that true? Why is a Kohen Matami Lameis? Why exactly is that true? And Rav Soloveitchik once gave a lengthy shir. He began the shir with two possibilities. Why is it that a Kohen is Matami Lameis? One is maybe the Tzarechei HaKvura. The need of Kvura, right, justifies the Kohen being Matami himself. Okay? The Chiyuv HaKvura. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out he doesn't think that that's true. It's not the Chovas HaKvura. But you know why the Kohen is Matami himself? Well, if it's not the Kvura, what is it? It's the Mitzvahs Avelus. Avelus. Part of the Avelus of the Kohen is that the Kohen is Mechal his Kedusha. As Rav Soloveitchik was Magdal. That Chilul Kedushas Kohun is a Kiyum of Avelus. It's a Kiyum of Avelus. You take a person who has such a high level of Kedusha, he would never, ever, ever. Now, and all of a sudden now, you see that he's Mechal his Kedusha. Ooh, the Rambam writes so dramatically. Kama chamura mitzvah avelus. Now, you see how potent the mitzvah avelus is. Avelus dictates that the Kohen is machal his kedusha. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out to us the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Avel. The Rambam writes, let's assume you have an individual
where there's a mitzvah plural, but there's no avelos. There's no averos. No? Haruge bezdin. A person who was put to death by Bezdin. Is there a mitzvah of Kura? Of course, of course. No? That's the context of the mitzvah of Kura. Now, is there avelos? No. So guess what the Rambam writes? The Kohen, who's a relative of such individual, is not matami lemeis. Not matami lemeis. Because it's the avelos. And if there isn't avelos, even if there's a chiv of Kura, so then there is no such halacha. Furish, no? It's the avelos shiva. The avelos shiva. There's even a real unusual Rambam. You know, that pasuk of Lo Yitama. You know, a Kohen is Matami Lameis. Even a Kohen or only a Kohen? Even a Kohen or only a Kohen? So I would have said, like, even the Kohen, no? Yavi Yisrael, Rachman Lutzon, who's an Avel, of course, he participates. He's Matami, a Satzma Lameis. What about a Kohen? It's an Isser for a Kohen. The answer is, even a Kohen, even a Kohen. The Rambam writes something so striking. Only a Kohen. Only a Kohen. A Kohen has the mitzvah of Lo Yitama. A non-Kohen, let's say the Bas Kohen, a man dies, he has a son and a daughter. The son must be Matami Lameis. The daughter, the Rambam writes, she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to. The Rishonim assume, really? Really? Right? A Kohen must and others don't have to? No. The relatives have to. Be Matami Lameis, and even a Rambam, it's only the Kohen, the only the Kohen. Vaslavichik, we wove this as part of the beautiful Shir, that no, that this is all part of the Kim of Avelos. What greater Kim of Avelos than a Kohen is Mechal his Kedusha? That's Kama Chamura Mitzvah Avelos. That Kohen is Mechal his Kedusha. You have someone who's not a Kohen, and he's Matami Lameis. That's not an indicator of anything, no? You're playing ball, and the ball goes over the fence in the Beis HaKvaros. The Yisrael runs in to get the ball, no? The Yisrael coming in contact with Tumas Meis is not a kiyum of Avelos in any shape or form. He will do so for any reason, any casual reason. Someone who otherwise is forbidden, but yet they're Mechal, they're Kedusha. So the Rambam maintained that it's only the Kohen, it's only the Kohen, not the non-Kohen. It's something which is pretty stunning in that Rambam. In other words, according to the Rambam, that Lo Yitama is part of the Kiyum of Avelos. Part of the Kiyum of Avelos. That was a very fancy shir of Slavetra gave, but I would tell you, even without the fancy shir, Lo Yitama, the Ram Pasan is like Rabbi Kiva. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So where is this mitzvah? Right? So Sefer Mitzvah is mitzvah Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin. Guess what? The Rambam counts mitzvah Lamed Zayin as the mitzvah of Avelos. The Ram Shita is Avelos is Daraisa. The Rambam writes Avelos and Lo Yitam is a single mitzvah. It's a single mitzvah. I would say that's one of the greatest rayas, no? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs quotes Lo Yitama together with Avelos is a single mitzvah. It's a single mitzvah. It's clear according to the Rambam that part of the Avelos is that the Kohen is Mechal as Kedushin. The Rambam writes it's a single mitzvah. In which case I would argue, is there going to be a machlokas, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Yishmael, and Minyan HaMitzvos? Whether Lo Yitama is a mitzvah or not? No, not in terms of Minyan HaMitzvos, no? Because the Rambam, Shita is Avelos is Daraisa. According to the Rambam, both Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Yishmael agree, Avelos is Daraisa. We can debate whether part of the Avelos is the need for the Kohen to Mitami Lameis, or whether that is not true. But even according to Rabbi Akiva, that says he absolutely must, but it's not an independent mitzvah. It's Chelek Mechelke HaMitzvos. In which case, I think it's a pretty fascinating observation that when you look at how the Rambam understood all the cases of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, there's no machlokas in Sefer Mitzvahs. There's no machlokas. Everyone's going to agree to the Taryag Mitzvahs. They're going to argue significantly in whether you're going to double up, no? Whether you're going to count Yitziro Shevarim together with Lolan Ben Tavodu, or whether you're going to count, for example, maybe the Kines Isha was part of Hashkasa Sota, or maybe that's only Drabanan. Or whether you're going to count Lo Yitama as a separate mitzvah as part of the Kiyum of Avelos, that's a pretty heavy machlokes, but it's not going to impact. It's not going to impact. I would say the Rambam would disagree with that line in Sota da Gimel Aleph, that there must be three other mitzvahs that Rabbi Yishmael had, that Rabbi Akiva felt were only reshus, because otherwise you're going to be off. No. According to the Rambam, no one is off. No, this is just a question of which mitzvahs do you combine, which mitzvahs do you fuse.
Interesting possibility. But Tosus doesn't tell us kind of the answer to that secret. That Tosus says there must be three other mitzvahs that Rabbi Akiva would in fact deny. You know, a little bit earlier, Menachos, the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches, that's where the Mishnah discusses
tzitzis. Is tzitzis a single mitzvah? Or is tzitzis four different mitzvahs? No? The Sheet of Tanakama, that tzitzis is mitzvah achas, but it's machlokas tanayim. The possibility that tzitzis is four mitzvahs, no? Arba tzitzios, dalid mitzvahsim, no? Dalid mitzvahsim. Maybe tzitzis are four separate mitzvahs. Chiddush, no? Who's the Bala Memra of that Mishnah in Menachos Chav Ches that Dalit Tzitzios are considered Dalit Mitzvah same? Rabbi Yishmael, no? That's interesting. Now that, in other words, Rabbi Yishmael has three other mitzvahs because Rabbi Yishmael has four mitzvahs of tzitzis. Now, every one of the tzitzios that Rabbi Yishmael counts separately, no? So the Ramban raises the suffix. I think my answer is obvious, no? Like, what is it? It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that Rabbi Yishmael says that tzitzis are four mitzvahs. Tzitzis are four mitzvahs. I'll tell you why the Ramban didn't like my obvious teretz. There's a Ramban later in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Shoresh Yud Aleph, where the Ramban quotes this Mishnah. And the Ramban writes, don't misinterpret Rabbi Yishmael. And I saw that Ramban, I was like, oh well, you know, like, don't misinterpret Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael does not mean that there are four mitzvahs in Sefer Mitzvahs. Ramban writes this explicitly, no? He means there ain't ma'akfin zez. There ain't ma'akfin zez. That if you only had two, go with the two that you have. There may not be zeze, but the Raman is mufurish. But in Sefer HaMitzvos, even Rabbi Yishmael would agree that tzitzis is considered to be one mitzvah. No? Yeah, that's l'shitas, you know? L'shitas, the Ramban, right, in Shoresh Aleph and in Shoresh Yud Aleph, no? That the Ramban interprets the Mishnah that way, and the Ramban is troubled by the minyan, not of Rabbi Yishmael, no? Because he has three fewer mitzvahs than Rabbi Akiva. What about tzitzis? No. But you know why I'll tell you? This was all a hagdama, no? I'll tell you that Ramban is pretty important. Because the Ramban says, Rabbi Yishmael Shit, when it comes to tzitzis, is there ain't makvin zeze. Ain't makvin zeze. You have one, go with one. You have two, go with two. Three, no problem. But ain't makvin zeze does not mean that you have to count them as two separate mitzvahs. Because, you know, I could have argued, look, if they're makvin zeze, like dalet minim shibululav, so lulav is not four different mitzvahs. If you don't have an esrog, there's no mitzvahs lulav. So therefore, if they're ein makvin zezeh, so in such a case, then that's one mitzvah. If they're makvin zezeh, if they're ein makvin zezeh, independence. Ooh, the Ramban already writes within the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. It doesn't always mean that. Tzitzis is a fascinating model that, according to Rabbi Shmuel, ein makvin zezeh, but at the same time, it's only considered to be mitzvah achas. Ooh. So that already gives rise to a whole discussion, no? So when you have such mitzvahs, no? Different components, but ein makvin zezeh. So how do you count them in Sefer HaMitzvahs? How many mitzvahs would you count Kriya Shema? And how many mitzvahs would you count Talmud Torah, or tzitzis, or tefillin? So you don't have to like scramble and look in so many different places, because all these mitzvahs are consecutive in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs. They're one after another, but the Rambam writes is surprising. Kriya Shema, that's mitzvah yud in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Kriya Shema. One mitzvah. Wow. Kriya Shema is one mitzvah according to the Rambam. Even though Kriya Shema is, of course, of a shochov kumeh. And those manoshozeh, and certainly ain makvin zeze. Right? If a person didn't daven Maariv and he didn't read Kriya Shema at night, you would tell him, don't bother doing so this morning. You would tell him, you know, all right, don't brag, but say Kriya Shema in the morning. You know? Ain makvin zeze, yet one mitzvah. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban there, mitzvah doesn't comment, but the Ramban in the end of Sefer Mitzvahs disagrees. The Ramban in the end of Sefer Mitzvahs Mufurish, the Kriya Shema is two different mitzvahs. They're ein makvin zezeh. Kriya Shema is two mitzvahs. Mitzvah Yud Aleph is Talmud Torah. Right? Even though, again, the Pasuk later, V'Yisirom V'Laila, the Rambam writes, these are not two independent mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's Mitzvah Yud Aleph. Mitzvah Yud Beis, Mitzvah Yud Gimel is Tefillin. Is that what you're doing? The Rambam writes that two separate mitzvahs. Right? Tefillah Shorosh, Tefillah Shoyah, two separate mitzvahs. Don't be confused, even though the Rambam Shita, the Sugya Brachos Tav Samach, is that Kriya Shema at Tefillin has one bracha. That's not because it's one mitzvah. The Rambam is the Bala Memra that Tefillin are two independent mitzvahs. But just because something are two independent mitzvahs does not necessarily mean that two separate brachas. And the Shita of Tosos, did you make two brachos on tefillin? It's not because they're two separate mitzvos. Tosos is mepurish and brachos nafsamach. If you just put on the tefillah shel rosh, you also make two brachos, right? Lahaniach and all mitzvos. A pretty significant machlokes, right? The Rambam and Tosos, Rashi, Rif, whether one bracha on tefillin, two brachos on tefillin. But one thing is clear that machlokes is not. Because, one is on the Tefillah Shel Yad, and there's one on the Tefillah Shel Rosh. The Rambam writes the two separate mitzvahs, right, holds, right, a single bracha, and Tosos writes you make two brachos. It's a theme you probably discussed at length. Maybe there are two kiyumim in tefillin, two elements of tefillin, not just simply a maisa mitzvah hanachas tefillin, but maybe, a status, a chalos, a gavra hamuchter betefillin, a karkafta demanach tefillin. Maybe there are different elements to the mitzvah tefillin, which are emphasized by the two brachos that are recited, not just simply a single ma'isa ha-mitzvah itself. It's an interesting chiddush. There is Mechaber discusses the brachos that are on tefillin. There's a sefer on the Arts of Sachayim. Have you used that at all in your the Malbim's Arts of Sachayim? The Malbim has a classic sefer on tzitzis, on tefillin, right? One volume of the Malbim is just on Hilchos Tefillin, the Malbim's Arts of Sachayim. There's a very difficult Malbim in Arts of Sachayim where the Malbim writes, what happens if, Rachman Lasson, a person lost an arm? Is there any kiyum of putting the Tefillah Shel Yad on the other arm? So, the Malbim quotes such a possibility, but there are Malbim I said, Mikra Hadin, not. Mikra Hadin, that how would putting it on the inappropriate arm, how would that help? So therefore, the Malbim writes that if one is doing that, one should not recite the bracha of Lahaniach when you put it on the other arm. Rather, what should you do? So, you should make the brachas on the sharosh. So he writes, according to the Rama, you make both brachas on the sharosh. Lahaniach and Amitzis on the sharosh. According, however, to Mechaber, only one bracha. Right? Only one bracha. It says in Arzah Sachaim, only one bracha. The bracha is Lahaniach. Only make one bracha of Lahaniach on the Tefillah Shel Rosh. Because with Mikra Hadin, you're not the kind of Tefillah Shel Rosh putting on the other hand. That's a difficult moment. Now, a person is doing that, he puts on the Tefillah Shel Rosh, he makes the bracha on Tefillah Shel Rosh. So, perfect sense, no? So according to the Rama, you make both brachos on the Shel Rosh. Good. According to Mechaber, only one bracha, but I would have said the bracha is al mitzvahs, not la'aniach, because it's mufurish in Mechaber. If a person only puts on the tefillah Shel Rosh, you only make the bracha of al mitzvahs, not la'aniach. So everything the Malbim said up until that point, was great. According to two brachas, come with one bracha. In fact, when the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, Mishnah Berurah writes, in such a case, he quotes Arzah Sachaim, one bracha, according to Mechaber, two brachas, according to Ramah, doesn't quote that hemshich, that the one bracha, according to the Mechaber, should be Lahaniyah. That's very difficult. That's like a tzarafim. The Malbim Arzah Sachaim. Last year, my great grandfather was Sibbe Safrank. There was this place in Eretz Yisrael that they were selling some items of Rav Sibbe Safrank. So not so many people were interested in having all the SO, but so I kind of like purchase many of those things. You know, you have to bid. It's like an auction there at Yisrael, like in some place called Moreshet, you know. So they have all this, like all this clay kodesh. So they had an Arzus Achaim. And it was the Malbim's Arzus Achaim. Like, you know, I was like, whoa, this is like the Malbim's Arzus Achaim, you know. So like, I don't know if people, this is a place in Tel Aviv someplace. I don't think people really, really aware of this. The opening bid was like $200, you know, like, so I bid $200 on the Malbim's Arzus Achaim. I won the Malbim's Arzus Achaim. So I was like, whoa, you know, like, okay, so I remember when it came. So what do you do when the Arzus Achaim, you get the Malbim's Arzus Achaim? So you quickly open up to this Malbim, you know, it's really difficult, this difficult Malbim, right? Like maybe there's something there. It's unbelievable, no? L'haniach is crossed out. And the Malbim wrote, right, in the margin, Al Mitzvahs. That's the Arzus Achaim. I can show it to you. It's like unbelievable, no? So, they just had him to say like a big dirshu siyum. So I showed the head of dirshu. I said, you know, you have to include this. The Malbim said it was a toast. You know, like, said, yeah, where, who? So I showed him the Malbim. But it's pretty unusual. So two brachas. Now Machaber Rama, an interesting, fascinating issue. But the Rambam, two different mitzvahs when it comes to tefillin. So that's mitzvah yud beis, mitzvah yud gimel, mitzvah yud dalet is Tzitzis. The Ram Pasin's Tchilas and Lavan are Ein Makven Zeze, right? Ein Makven Zeze. One mitzvah. So that's like unusual, no? Kriyashma, the Ram writes for two, Tfilin is two, Tzitzis is one. Right? Why? Why is all that true? That's a kasha that the Ramban is bothered by later in Sefer Mitzvos in Shorosh Yud Aleph. It's not an easy Seder Halimud, but I often encourage, you know, older Talmidim to learn Sefer HaMitzvahs. If not all of Sefer HaMitzvahs, at least the Sharoshim in Sefer HaMitzvahs. You know, like, it opens up worlds in terms of learning. You know, like, how you are Magdir Mitzvahs will very often just depend on these Sharoshim. Like, what you combine. You know, the magnificent Shira of Slavetia gave about the relationship, Laitam and Avelos. Now, yeah, when you look at the Rams, it comes to life. It don't count it as a single mitzvah. Now, like, it's not just a matter of the detail, but the lumdus, the hagdaras hamitzvah, so often, just self-evident when you see how the Rambam describes it in the Sharashim and how the Rambam counts it in terms of minyan hamitzvahs, a chiddush, that the Rambam writes that kriya shema is two, is one, tefillin is two, tzitzis is one. How do you, why should that be? And even starting with kriya shema, why is kriya shema one mitzvah? Why should that be? There's Kriya Shema at night, there's Kriya Shema of the day, and there are Ein Ma'atvin Zeh. So why is that considered to be a single mitzvah? I remember Rav Soloveitchik was discussing this. He was bothered by the following. Before he even got to Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rav Soloveitchik, you know, just took out a Rambam, no? Hilchos Kriya Shema. So the Rambam begins, Pamayim B'choyom Karnes Hashma. Right? You have to read Kriya Shema twice a day. Right? Pamayim b'chayon karnas hashma. Of course. You know, so we can, okay, good. We're waiting for the chiddush, no? Like, yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik was so bothered by that. Why does the Rambam have to say, Pamayim b'chayon karnas hashma barbis v'shachar shenam v'shalchul kumecha? What do you have to say, Pamayim b'chayon, you know? Just write that the mitzvah to say, likros hashma, right? Ba'erev v'voker. You say, one and one is two, no? Pamayim b'chayom, twice a day you have to read Kriya Shema. Twice a day. Rav Soloveitchik was so bothered by that. No, he was so sensitive to every nuance in the Lashon HaRambam. So the Rambam writes Pamayim b'chayom. There must be some great chiddush, because otherwise, you know, just say that you read Kriya Shema, not your Kriya Shema during the day. No, and that alone would have been enough for Rav Soloveitchik. Just that trouble. But the Rambam repeats it three times. No. The Rambam writes this in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzviyot. The Rambam writes it in the Minyan HaMitzvos. Likros es Hashma Pamayim B'choyom. Yeah, Pamayim B'choyom. So Soloveitchik gave a magnificent shiur. He suggested the following, that you know what? That Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. So if I were to ask you, like, how important is Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim? You know, you'd probably answer like, that's really important. Not like, Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, like that's really it. You know? oh, okay, how often do you have to do this? It's really important. Like, how often do you have to do this? So the answer is like 3 minutes at night and 3 minutes during the day. That's it. That's it. You know, that's it. You mean Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim is like 6 minutes a day? And that's it? And like the rest of the day, like you're gone? Like, you know, then not. So Slavichik just developed this beautiful theme that he thought that Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim was like a mitzvah tmidis. It's a mitzvah tmidis. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. It's an awareness. Dalif Nemiyat HaOmed, Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. No, that's not a few minutes here and a few minutes there. It's a mindset. No? It envelops every moment of each day. So what does that mean? Every day you just say Kriya Shema, nothing else. No, the answer is that, you know what, look, in terms of Maisa HaMitz, you know, you're right, that, you know what, as soon as you wake up, Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, right before you go to sleep, Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. But the purpose is to frame, it's like to bookend, no? It's supposed to define, right, a mission statement, no? Of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. So that's how you do it. And Rabbi Soloveitchik said the following, that this is not a kasha, just a ha'ara, that we have many mitzvahs bayom, many mitzvahs balayla, but it's unheard of to have a mitzvah bizman kiman zman shchiva. Like, why is that? Not as a kasha, just a ha'ara, you know? Because if what the Torah is telling you, it's important to do this during the day, okay, so mitzvah sakol hayom. If it's important to do this at night, so mitzvah sakol halayla. But if the purpose is that, you know what, you're framing a day, you're setting the stage for the day, no, you're setting a tone for the day. So a person's going to get up, and he's going to spend 10 hours doing everything else, and then 5 minutes before Shkia, he'll say Kriya Shema. No, that's not enough. B'davka uvkumecha, no? B'davka during the Zman Kima. Not just a Zrizim Akdimi, no? How are you going to invest the day by saying Kriya Shema hours later? And therefore, of course, the mitzvah is betchilas hayom. You know, if that really is true, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to invest the entire day with Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, so, well, of course then, it's not one and one in a disjointed way. There's one mitzvah here, there's one mitzvah there. So, no, certainly not. It must be that Pamayim B'Choyom Karnes Hashma. To the extent, the Rav Soloveitchik argued, if a person doesn't learn Kriya Shema at night, his Kriya Shema during the day is not a mitzvah b'shlemusa. It's impaired. Because the kiyum ha-mitzvah in its fullest is pamayim b'choyom. Does that mean if I fail to do so at night, I shouldn't bother doing it? No. There ain't makvin zezeh. But nonetheless, the mitzvah b'shlemusa is pamayim b'choyom. And that's exactly why the Rambam counts it as a single mitzvah. As a mitzvah b'shlemusa, even though it's ein ma'akvin. Ein ma'akvin zezeh. A fascinating chiddush. So Rav Soloveitchik, remember, said the following, you know, begin Hochos Kriya Shema. Like, begin Hochos Kriya Shema. Okay. Pamayim b'choyom? No. What do you mean, no? That's like Perek Aleph Aleph Aleph, no? Begin, how the Rambam introduces Hochos Kriya Shema. Pamayim b'choyom, too late. You know, before the Rambam has any section in Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam begins with the Pasuk. You ever notice that? It's worth noticing, no? Whenever you begin a chelek of the Rambam, Ava, Mada, Zmanim, Nashim, no? The Rambam begins with the Pasuk. That wasn't like a printer's pasuk. No, that was the Rambam's pasuk. The Rambam chose a pasuk that's gonna like capture like the essence of. So before you even begin Hochos Kriya Shema, you know the pasuk of the Rambam. Yeah. Sort of savage, but you know, sometimes you're like blown away. You know, like, or like, take a look at the pasuk. Pasuk where? Who? What? You know? No. At the top of the page. You know. So the pasuk Rambam quotes. Ma haftin Torah secha, kol hayom hisichas. That's it. So they should point it out, the kiyum of Kriya Shema, like Limud HaTorah, is kol hayom hisichas. In terms of Maisa HaMitzvah, it's true that you're going to be saying Kriya Shema for moments here and moments there, but that's not Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. That, like Esek V'Torah, Zeshinam V'Zeshinam, that's Kol Hayom Yisichas. You know, this is a statement, right? This is our essence, this is a mission. No? And therefore, of course, Pamayim B'Chayon Karnas Hashma. And therefore, Kriya Shema is an unusual example of a mitzvah which is Ein Ma'akfin Zeh, but nonetheless, it's only mitzvah achas. Because sometimes you can have a single mitzvah, even though the components are not necessarily li'ikuvah, but rather is a mitzvah b'shlemusa. Kriya Shema is an unbelievable model. If you look a little bit later in the Rambam, in Mitzvah Chaf, the Rambam discusses Vosli Mikdash. You have to build the Mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash, with all of its kelim. It's all one mitzvah. The Ramban is bothered. Why is menorah in Shulchan one mitzvah? Why? They're in Makvin Zezeh. That's the Ramban. The Ramban's not found there. The Ramban is found a little bit later, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. But the Ramban in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel questions the Rambam in Mitzvah Chaf. How can the Rambam say that Asiyas HaMenorah and Asiyas HaShulchan is all part of the same mitzvah? There ain't Makvin Zezeh. And Rav Soloveitchik once explained, the Lamdus is the same. That it's ain't Makvin Zezeh, like Kriya Shema. It's a mitzvah b'shlemusa. The mitzvah b'shlemusa is to have a furnished mikdash. A furnished mishkan, a furnished mishta, means that you have the structure with all of its kelim, Do you mean to say if you're missing the kiyur, that's it? Everything is lost? No. It's not li'ikuvah. You're missing a shulchan, so you can't light the menorah? No, it's not li'ikuvah. But it doesn't mean that it's absolutely independent, absolutely unrelated. When you have it, it forms a mitzvah b'shlemusa. And that's another example where ein ma'akvin zeze in terms of kelim, but mitzvah achas. What about tzitzis? See, tefillin, Rav Soloveitchik assumed, was more classic. And that is that, according to the Rambam, are two independent mitzvahs of the tefillah shayad and the tefillah sharosh. Two independent mitzvahs. I only one bracha. The Gaon Hilchos Tefillin quotes at Tosefta in Perek Vava Brachos that when you're mafresh chumas and maestros, also you only recite one bracha. Yeah, because the Tosefta is clear that sometimes you can have linked mitzvahs, and it's sufficient to recite a single Berachas HaMitzvah. Chumas and Maestros is not a single mitzvah. But the Tosefta writes, in your mafresh chumas and maestros, you can recite a single bracha. It's not a reflection of what a mitzvah or shtei mitzvahs, but in Hilchos Brachos. The Gemara suggests, in Sukkah Daf Memvav, Hose mitzvos harbe. If a person does many, many unrelated mitzvos, you can recite a single bracha. That the Gemara rejects. That the Gemara says, no. Barach Hashem Yom Yom means that no, a person should recite individual brachos. Don't just recite one bracha when you're about to perform many unrelated mitzvos. What's many unrelated mitzvos? Rashi writes in Sukkah Memvav, Talis, Tefillin, Sukkah. You're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Talis, Tefillin, and Sukkah all at the same time. Right, don't recite one bracha. Rabbi Kveger quotes that. And the Tosas Rabbi Kveger in the Mishnah is Perakim LeBrachos. But you see, Rashi Shita is you put Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. He quotes this as Rashi Shita. Where does Rashi say you put Tefillin on Chol HaMoed? No, the Rashi in Sukkah, Dav Memvav. Because when the Gemara says, Osa Mitzvah Sarabe, Rashi says, Lula, Sukkah, Tefillin. No, Lula, Sukkah, Tefillin. No, that's Rabbi Kveger's Rashi. No? So, unrelated mitzvos, separate brachos, but no, linked mitzvos. Shumas and Isus, the Tosefta says one bracha. Tosefta the Gaon says is the Rambam Shita. Tefillin are independent mitzvos, with one bracha, of course, because the bracha of Lahania can modify both. So Tefillin is a classic example of Ein Makvin Zezeh, where the Rambam expressed that independence. Unlike Kriya Shema, we're in Makvin, but a mitzvah b'shlemusa. Tzitzis, the tcheles and lavan are ein makvin zezeh. Right, the Mishnah and the Menachos Daf Lamed Ches, ein makvin zezeh. Here, the Rambam writes a single mitzvah. Why is that true? Why is the tzitzis one mitzvah and tefillin is two mitzvahs? Why should that be? Sadam Soloveitchik pointed out the following. You know that it's necessary to have chutei lavan, and you have to have chutei tcheles. Right?
What's the distribution between tcheles and lavan? How many of one, how many of the other? Very unclear. Several days in Rishonim. The sheet of Rashi and Tosos, there, the very beginning of tcheles, lamed ches amud aleph, equal distribution. An equal distribution. Right, 4 out of 8 are lavan, 4 out of 8 are tcheles. An equal distribution. Good? Okay.
You know, according to Rashi and Tosos, one could argue, you know, these are like equal chelke hamitzvah. Maybe one could argue, according to Rashi and Tosos, they're two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of tcheles, there's a mitzvah of lavan, a makven zezeh, maybe like tefillin. Maybe like tefillin. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillin maintains that's not the distribution. The Rambam is the most extreme. 1 out of the 8 is tcheles. And 4, right? And the balance, right? The 7 out of the 8 is lavan. The Ravid is most similar to the Rambam with a difference. The Ravid also holds that 1 is tcheles, but not 1 out of the 8. It's 1 out of the 4, because you begin with 4 strings, and you loop them, you double them over. But you're beginning with a 4 chutim, so a single chut of tcheles. So the Rambam sheet is 1 out of 8, the Ravid sheet is 1 out of 4, Rashi and Tosos, equal distribution, equal distribution. What Soloveitchik suggested, the Netziv writes this in the Shultos, in Parsha Shlach, that there's an essential machlokus between Rashi and Tosos on the one hand, as opposed to the Rambam and Ravid on the other. According to the Rambam and Ravid, there's an unequal distribution. According to Rashi and Tosos, equal. Okay, so maybe it's just a technical machlokus. No. According to Rashi and Tosos, if I were to ask you, what is the Chefetz of Tzitzis? What is the Chefetz of Tzitzis? You know what the answer is? Tcheles and Lavan. Tcheles and Lavan. Tcheles and Lavan. Maybe they're even two separate mitzvahs. You know, Tosis asks an unusual kasha. The first Tosis in Perek HaTcheles. Let's assume we don't have Tcheles. Okay, so Tcheles and Lavan Eimaf is Ezeh. So, use Lavan. If you don't have Tcheles, what does use Lavan mean? Let's say you don't have a tefillah shoyad. So the Rambam says, put on the tefillah shorosh. So someone says to me, should I put on 2 tefillah shorosh? Should I double up with what I have to compensate for what I'm lacking? So you'd probably say, no, right? No. Why should you put on 2 tefillah shorosh? Because I'm missing the tefillah shoyad. You'd say, nah, how does that work? So guess what? Tosus asks this kasha regarding tcheles and lavan. So you don't have the 4 chutei tcheles, but mehekatei see that you should double up and have 8 chutei lavan to compensate for the 4 tcheles that you're missing. Since when do you double to compensate for that which is missing? No? And at that, Rav Soloveitchik said that's the shitase of the distribution of Rashi and Tosos. In other words, 4 here, 4 here, maybe even 2 separate mitzvos. So why in the world would you think that double to compensate for? According to the Rambam, it's a very different lomdus entirely. According to the Rambam sheet, if I were to ask you, what is the Cheftis al Tzitzis? You know what the answer is? Lavan. 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 What do you mean lavan? I also have Tcheles. Tcheles is a very different role. Tcheles plays a very different role. You have strings. Okay, but you know what? Don't you have to form the tzitzis? Don't you have to make the chulios, the krichos, the ksharim? Don't you have to breathe them and bind? Oh yeah, you're right, you're right. No, it's almost like dalet minim. No, I have a lulav, I have a dasmara, what do I do with them? What do you mean? You have to bind them. You have to bind them. As a mashal, lulav tzarach eged, you have to bind them. So how do I bind them? How do I bind the tzitzis? You know what the answer is? With a psil tcheles. The purpose of the tcheles is to wrap, is to braid, is to bind the chutei lavan. As a mashal, don't take this so literally, like the eged binds the lulav with the hadasim and aravos. So, of course, the Rambam writes, how many strings of tchilas do you need? The answer is one. The answer is one, no? The one that you're going to use to bind the tzitzis, the chutei lavan. So one. Of course one. Even the rabbi agrees one. It's just it's the one out of four, not the one out of eight, because you begin with four strings. It's a very different understanding. That's Pashup Shad, I would say, according to the Rambam, very simply as follows. So look, you have to bind the tzitzis. How would you bind the tzitzis? So, oh, I'll tell you this. You know what? When you have tchelis, so bind the tzitzis with tchelis. If you don't have tchelis, so you still have to bind it, because that's what tzitzis is, right? You have to be shaped, formed. So bind it with lavan. Against Tosus's kasha, isn't it strange that you're doubling compens? No, you're not doubling compens, you're lacking. You have to create tzitzis, and tzitzis have to be bound. They have to be formed. So form them with a psil tcheles. But if there is no tcheles, so form it with the lavan. But a very different understanding of the mitzvah of tzitzis, according to the Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam and Ravid. In fact, the Rambam is very bothered. I understand what the Mishnah means, that if you don't have tcheles, go with lavan. Right? You don't have a psil tcheles to bind, bind with lavan. What does the opposite mean? If you don't have lavan, go with tcheles. What does that mean exactly, you know? It's not so smooth according to the Rambam. No, you don't have the lavan, so bind. Bind what? Bind that. Because guess what? The Rambam interprets that differently. The Rambam interprets that line in the Mishnah a little bit differently. Because it doesn't mean just to kipshuto that if you don't have the lavan, just make an egget. Make an egget. Oh, that's the Rambam shita. So, in Sefer HaMitzvos, if I were to ask you, okay, how many mitzvos is this? You would think, according to the Rambam, you should count the tzitzis and the tchelis as two separate mitzvos. Like, in my Sefer HaMitzvos, I'm going to have a mitzvah of Dalet Minim, and I'm going to have a separate mitzvah of Eged. You're going to tell me, no, the Eged is not a separate mitzvah, no? That's how you bind the lulav with the hadasim and aravos. So here as well, right? Ein ma'akvin. Ein ma'akvin, but mitzvachas, the mitzvah b'shleimusa, is to bind the chutei lavan. And that's exactly then at the Rambam Shita. Normally, the classic model is tefillin, where ein ma'akvin says that indicates independence. But as noted exceptions, when it comes to kriya shema, no, this is the mitzvah b'shleimusa. When it comes to a case of tzitzis, when you see the role of the lavan and tchelis, a mitzvah b'shleimusa, that's where the Rambam is willing to assume you can have mitzvah achas, even though there ain't makben zezeh. And when they are makben zezeh, that's the clear indicator that it's only one mitzvah, like dalet minim shebelulav. So makben zezeh is mitzvah achas. Ein makben, that depends. Classically, ein makben is an indicator of independence, but sometimes ein makvin just simply means a mitzvah b'shleimusa, right? As it does when it comes to tzitzis or kriya shema, maybe even binyan hamikdash. And then the Rambam will argue, despite the fact ein makvin zezeh, nonetheless it constitutes at the case of mitzvah achas. It's a fascinating beer within the Rambam shita of how one goes ahead and assesses whether something is considered to be single mitzvah or not. And all this part of that cheshbon, Rabbi Simlai, of Tariq Mitzvahs Nemrosh Mishinai, but a fascinating deal that the Ramban raises, like how bound were all of the Amoraim to that statement of Rabbi Simlai, how bound were the Rishonim, right? How much of their avod in terms of understanding the mitzvah had to consider, right, that end result of Tariq Mitzvahs Nemrosh Mishinai, right? Tosus is Ha'ara, do you have to, with every mitzvah that you decide not to count, have another mitzvah that indeed you would count, and its impact even on determining how is it that one would assess chelkei hamitzvah as independent mitzvahs, or whether they all constitute mitzvahs.